The State Department of Environmental Conservation is looking for contractors to do spot checks on cruise ships over a six-week period in May and June.
We're going to get on board 100% of the cruise vessels that are coming in the state. That includes the small vessels and the large ones that have berths greater than 50 berth spaces.
That's DEC's Water Division Director Randy Bates. And that would include mega ships with thousands of passengers and crew, as well as the smaller, high-end 60-person cruises operated by National Geographic Expeditions and UnCruise.
DEC is committed to environmental oversight of cruise ships, and we expect the cruise ships to comply with our existing laws while they're in Alaska waters.
The request for proposals offers $400,000 for marine engineers to inspect 30 to 40 ships. The money would come from a head tax paid by cruise ship passengers. But it's a fraction of the $3.4 million Ocean Ranger program that was funded out of that same head tax money. That program had marine engineers on more than half of all voyages. Governor Mike Dunleavy has twice defunded the Ocean Rangers through line item vetoes over the objections of state lawmakers. Lawmakers like Anchorage House Democrat Zach Fields, who says a ballot measure created the Ocean Rangers program in 2006.
The very clear purpose of that popular initiative was to monitor and prevent illegal discharges from cruise ships.
Fields says lawmakers support modernizing the Ocean Rangers program, but want to see widespread coverage.
You know, we were actually working on legislation to update the Ocean Ranger program to include the capacity for remote monitoring, that is, electronic monitoring complementing in-person inspections. So I would like to return to that legislation when we get organized.
The proposal would also make allowances for monitors to ride along, but prevents them from booking berths on what are often overnight trips. One of the authors of the original 2006 ballot measure, Juneau attorney Joe Geldhoff, says that violates the spirit of the original law, which seeks to maximize coverage of cruise ships.
This administration in the current iteration of the Department of Environmental Conservation doesn't really give a damn about voter intent.
It remains unclear how many cruise ships will return to Alaska in 2021. The pandemic erased last year's season, and so far cruise lines have announced early cancellations, suggesting that if cruises do resume, they'll be later in the season. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.